George Reedy calling you, line O.
Yeah.
Two things. Tom Wicker came in to see me. He said that the New York papers today carried stories saying that Bobby Kennedy rode back with you last night from the hotel to the airport and had a long conversation. And the New York papers are speculating on politics and that sort of thing.
Well, tell him I'd mention. I've never discussed politics with him since I've been president.
Right. Well, Tom said that both the Attorney General and Ed Guthman told him no, there was no discussion of politics. That what you did discuss was civil rights, but the Attorney General is reluctant to even let them do it for background without...
No, just tell him there was nothing said. There was a public interest at all that I must be able to ride to the airport without getting in any controversy, and that there's absolutely nothing said that is of any consequence or of any public interest or had that in no way touched on politics of any kind. Never have. He hadn't raised it with me, and I've never raised it with him.
Right. Oh, you don't want me to tell him this is a good...
Hell no, I don't want to tell him. I didn't discuss civil rights.
Right. Okay, sir. Now, number two, Jack Rosenthal called me from the Justice Department. He's Ed Guthman's assistant.
Mm-hmm.
He said that Dom Bonafide of the Herald Tribune called him and wanted to know whether they had an attorney, James H. Rowe, registered as a lobbyist for a Haitian sugar outfit. And of course, those are public records, and there is a James H. Rowe registered for a Haitian sugar organization. And Bonafide said, is he also a man that has dealings with the White House? And Rosenthal said, well, I know nothing about him. Apparently, Rosenthal does not know Jim Rowe. But Rosenthal called me and said that I thought you should know this, that they're apparently going to try to tie Mr. Rowe up, whoever he is, with...
Call Jim Rowe and tell him that, because he represents the Herald Tribune.
Right.
And tell them they wanted to know if he didn't have a lot of relations with the White House, and I think that he ought to call who's the guy on the Jock Whitney, and tell him that he has been in the White House once with a group of 20.
Right. Okay, sir.
Since I've been president. He's seen me once with a group of 25, and that they don't need to go to work on that.
Right. Okay, sir.
And he never asked me for anything, and I appointed him to serve on a committee studying Puerto Rico.
Right.
But he's not a... tell Jim that and tell him I think he ought to call Jock Whitney and tell Jock Whitney what they're trying to do.
Right.
All right.
You bet, sir.